Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
World bean ending stocks actually went down a little from last month.
Yeah, I mean, they went down 0.7, but that's not up, and they had been at record high, so that at least is an attitude changer.
So do you think the trade will take note?
I think they have taken note. They saw that our carryout went down due to greater crush and greater exports. The big thing we've got is what's coming on in South America and how's that going to affect us, I think. And all the outside markets, they are helping. We do expect beans to be 7 to 10 higher today, but will they stay there, and can they with South American harvest getting closer to their main areas?
So hedge pressure there, you're thinking?
Yes.
In the corn, what we saw from USDA, fairly interesting again.
Yes, we increased the good old ethanol, 100 million. We decreased exports 50, which that was kind of expected. And we decreased sugar usage, sugar substitution by 5. So we did cut carry out by 45. And I think that maybe was a little more than expected, but we're talking corn anywhere from 4 to 6 to 8 higher. It was that overnight. I mean, if you look at corn and beans, we were up those numbers overnight. And I think, again, you've got worries about South America. Is, you know, they grow a big corn crop. We don't hear of it because it all stays there. But we also have those 6 million acres available from winter wheat, to plant into both corn and beans. And I think that's a little weight over corn's head.
Also, I'm beginning to wonder if technically we could get a close above 365.
Yeah, the 65 area, 64 to 5 is a big, huge technical area on the march. If we go through there, we might go another nickel or dime. If we do that, it's an opportunity to sell old crop that you haven't got sold yet.
What was your reaction to the wheat numbers?
Wheat numbers, I didn't even hardly pay much attention to. They changed them a little bit. In the world, I think they raised them a hair.
They raised both global wheat imports and exports.
Right.
Due to increased trade.
Yeah. So increased trade helps, but they did raise the carryout, so that's kind of a negative. I think it'll get pulled along to start with by the beans and the corn, but I don't know that it can go anywhere because of that world carryout.
And 20 seconds on livestock, please.
Livestock, they have the hogs yesterday looked really good. Up a lot higher. We're calling both of them higher. Cattle 30 to 50 higher, hogs 40 to 60 higher.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thanks, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois.